As far back as I can remember, I have attended Grace Baptist Church of Essex. I grew up being taught the Bible and listening to devotions with my parents after every dinner. I was homeschooled and put into a Christian high school by my parents to try and guide me in the right direction. Even though I was well equipped with biblical knowledge from a young age, my heart was not sensitive to the things of God. I continued to go to church after I moved out in order to please my parents. On Sundays, I would routinely sit in church, being so tired from partying the night before. My body was present in church, but my mind was always elsewhere. I lived for myself and enjoyed the pleasures of the world. I thought I was getting by just fine with a good job, loving family and friends. I was content and had no desire to change my life. I knew deep down there was something missing, and there was more to my life than living for myself. There was a void in my life that I couldn't fill, no matter what I tried to fill it with. I remember going home after hearing sermons from Pastor Vallade on the subject of hell and being unable to sleep at night, knowing I was facing eternal hell if I didn't wake up the next morning. I often felt like I was gambling with my soul and thinking, as long as I don't die, I wouldn't have to face the consequences of my sin and could continue to live the way I want. There were times when I prayed because I was scared of the consequences that I might face, but I was never truly repentant of my sins, nor had I put my trust in Christ. I always knew what was right and wrong because I grew up with Christian parents who gave me advice, and I knew the teachings of the Bible. For the most part, these teachings didn't convict me, as I felt I was living a good life, at least according to the world's eyes. In addition, I also wondered if God was real and if the things I had been taught by my parents and the church were true. The longer I lived, I saw there was more truth to the way my parents and the people in the church lived out their lives. Slowly, things started to change, and I felt the guilt of my sin, and I was convicted about the way I was living my life. One night, I recall feeling so convicted of my sins that I couldn't bear the guilt any longer. It was at this point I prayed for God's grace that he would give me a new heart and forgive my sins. After that night, I felt God had worked in my heart, and I felt the burdens and sins had been lifted. The understanding of Jesus dying on the cross became more than just a story to me. I realized that he died that day for James Cook and my sins. I now have a new desire to run from sin and a passion to learn and grow in Christ. My two greatest fears in life have always been dying and speaking in public. I can stand here today speaking publicly and no longer worrying about what happens when I die. I will end with this verse from 1 Corinthians 15:56 to 57. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.